And now for some artery, cultural coverage that can find humor in the nerdiest of places.
That's funny.
The Bay Area is home to some of the smartest people on the planet. So it makes sense that our brainy nature would demand the occasional brainy entertainment. That's where Brian Malo, the science comedian, comes in. Malo stopped by KALW to tell Roman Mars why he thinks science is so funny in this piece from our archives.
I saw a movie with my friend Chuck, and I don't like seeing movies with him because he always has to sit in the front row because he thinks he gets to see the movie before anybody else. And you can't argue with him because he always has the trump card. The speed of light is finite, Brian. And it's true, the speed of light is finite, but it's very fast. You know, anyone know the speed of light? 186,000 miles per second. So if you had a theater, and this is what I told Chuck, if you had a theater 186,000 miles long, you would only see the movie 1 second before the guy in the last row. And he said, yeah, but you'd hear it a week and a half before him. And you probably wouldn't get your popcorn for years. And yes, I did do the math for that joke. Thank you.
My name is Brian Malo, and I'm a science comedian. The science part is older than the comedy part. I've always been interested in science and science fiction from a pretty young age. So when I started doing stand-up, it was only natural for that to influence the language I would use and the sorts of topics that I might be drawn to.
Viruses are really interesting. I suspect most people here know a little bit about it, but just the basic idea that what a virus does, it goes into a cell and then just takes over the machinery and turns it to its own uses. It's just like a, you know, hostile takeover under new management. I mean, it's really weird. It's kind of like going into a Coke factory and having them crank out Pepsi. Or even weirder, like going into a Nike factory and having them make Twinkies.
I haven't always called myself a science comedian. I was just a stand-up comic like anyone else. Like anyone else. And, you know, like you, for instance.
A virus walks into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve viruses. The virus replaces the bartender and says, now we do.
Most comics' dream is to make it in a nightclub and to make it in a theater, especially a seedy underground with stone walls. That's the dream, really. And corporate gigs have always been considered a sellout because you can't do anything provocative. Not only can you not use a lot of language, you got to just totally stay away from certain topics. What I discovered at some point, and it was a revelation, I realized that in a way, I was editing myself more in a nightclub than I was at some corporate events. And if there were enough engineers and sort of techie people, I could pull out some pretty geeky stuff and they would laugh. Whereas you say the same joke at a nightclub and you might just get this silence. So with that audience, the same sensibilities that I have, I could speak pretty freely and the things that I kind of want to say and the way I want to phrase it would work really well.
I noticed a long time ago whenever my mom would lose weight, my dad would gain weight. And when my dad lost weight, my mom gained weight. It was like the conservation of mass within our family. I had a theory that you never actually lose weight. You just give it to somebody else. Fat can be neither created nor destroyed. It's one of the basic laws of the universe.
I like what I'm doing in that there are really two different sides to it. I can perform to specialized groups and really play to their special interests and special knowledge. And I can make these references that very few other people are going to get. But on the other hand, I like performing to general audiences. And in that case, it's a little different. I'm not going to bombard them with obscure references. I can amuse them without it going over anyone's head, really.
What I figure is some of the appeal of science comedy is that your audience, like some of them feel like there's been no one who speaks just to them in a way that appeals to their particular sense of humor. So what I'm hoping for is for you to tell me your most technical, your most advanced joke so I can make one Cross Currents listener exceptionally happy right now.
One of my favorites is about my relationships with women. Women have passed through my life like exotic particles through a cloud chamber, leaving only vapor trails for me to study for clues to their nature. If that doesn't even sound like a joke, maybe you should think of it as a poem. A little bit of poetry, really, and why can't it be both, in fact?
It's a scientific fact.
A scientific fact.
It has to be correct.
It has to be exact.
Because it is a science.